Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This boils down to two things, and I said it on Saturday night. Now, the president continues to insist on raising taxes, and they're just not serious enough about fundamental entitlement reform to solve the problem for the near to intermediate future. I want to get there. I want to do what I think is in the rightness, the best interest of the country. But it takes two to tango, and they're not there yet.
Write that one down. It takes two to tango, huh? Big time. There's House Speaker John Boehner commenting on the status of the debt talks, the budget talks, and that's where we get started. Where are we in these discussions? Doesn't sound like we're moving too fast. Is that because we're being held hostage by the system itself? What do you think? 800-510-8255. We'll review that in part, at least. There are a lot of things to talk about. Some of the usual. Let's see if we can come up with some new angle here on this as we review what's happening, the hot hits in talk radio, as established by overviewing a number of talk radio programs and hosts around the country on some really good conversation stations. Here's an example of that. Talk host Charlie Parker and Charity McGurdy having on their program Jeff Birnbaum from Fox, and they're talking about the negotiations. If he thinks we can expect anything between now and August 2nd, what's the big deal?
It doesn't seem like there's any kind of negotiating going on. It's the same thing every time they get together.
Well, it's at a very high level, and the kind of level that actually is making me a little worried. I think you and I have spoken several times. I've said that it's very likely that there will be a deal and everything will be fine by August 2nd. Deficit reduction package will be put in place and the debt ceiling will be increased to avoid a financial calamity. But every time they get together at a high level, the president and congressional leaders, and they continue to talk about things that seem very obvious to me. The Republicans won't accept a tax increase and the Democrats won't accept changes in Social Security or Medicare. Benefit cuts in particular, it strikes me that they are wasting time, and I guess must be what you're suggesting.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff, we keep hearing how catastrophic the consequences will be if an agreement isn't reached by the August 2nd deadline. How will the average person be affected by this?
Well, their people's pensions, their holdings for retirement will be deflated by perhaps a significant amount. That's the danger. If the U.S. Actually defaults, there could be a roughly 20% decline initially in markets of all kinds. We're talking stock markets, bond markets, certain commodities markets, some of the countries, some of the foreign governments like Greece and Portugal that have been on the edge could be pushed over the edge. International organizations that have been put in place to stabilize the world economy would not be able to function in the way that they had been. All sorts of problems could arise like that.
All right. So speculation, postulation, you think this is going to be so much theater between now and August 2nd? But 3 weeks plus, every day we're going to go through this back and forth. Yeah, probably because that's what the system is built on. To another radio program, this one hosted by Jack Ricciardi. Here he talks to Jerry Boyer from Forbes, who says despite what some in Congress are saying, we don't have to choose between raising the debt and going into default. This ought to be pretty interesting.
You people don't understand. We've got to borrow the money now or we are a banana republic, Jerry.
Yes, that's their argument. And they make that argument by equating a failure to raise the debt limit with a default. And there's no basis on which they should equate those things. You don't, just because Congress doesn't raise the debt limit doesn't mean that the federal government has to default.
Really?
Doesn't have to default. No.
They're not telling us that.
I know. They're leaving out the option that we all want. You know, I mean, what the American people want is no increase in debt limit and no default. And that's available. But the president doesn't even want to talk about that. Even the media, sometimes I even hear conservatives talk this way. They say, well, it's better to default than it is to raise the debt limit.
it's better not to do either, and we don't have to do either. For example, the debt limit, the debt service is about $30 billion a month. When you take out the part that's principal, yeah, it's about $170 billion a year. $170 billion a year. We have $300 billion worth of gold. We could start selling that off. So right there, that's almost 2 years worth of debt service payments, interest payments that we could make. The Strategic Petroleum Reserve has $1 trillion worth of oil. So what's that? Yeah, that's another 5 years that we could be paying the debt service on the national debt. There's enormous amounts of land that are owned by the federal government, and I'm not just talking about Yosemite. There's inactive land in some of the states that central north states. We have a lot of federal park land, but a lot of it is not pristine. You've got a lot of office buildings in downtowns of various cities that are owned by the federal government. They've got a lot of assets. They could easily make the debt service payments on the national debt for years just on selling assets that do not involve any kind of core government function. They could do that. And Boehner even hinted at that. You know, there was this news report last week. Boehner was considering revenue enhancements. Well, you read his statement, and he said, well, selling things is revenue, too. So I think Boehner's on the right track with that. If the president says we need a balanced approach, new revenues and cost cutting, I agree. New revenues by selling things the government owns that it really has no business owning.
Wow, what a great idea that is. Who'd support that? Sell off the assets, the building, the lands. They own too much anyway. Every time you turn around, no matter where you are, there's some government land. A lot of it was bought during the Clinton administration. And if it isn't the best, why keep it? Great idea. Let's go for that. Who thinks that's a good idea? 800-510-8255. Check out the Talk Radio Countdown box on air at DougStephan.com.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Can you find anything on the internet? Well, I'm sure you can, but don't take my word for it. Just ask this talking dog who can only say, I love you. Roll the clip. One more time, talking dog.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network installed free. Plus your choice of HBO, Cinemax, or Stars free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish Network will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-842-1870. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $24.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-842-1870. That's 800-842-1870. Again, 800-842-1870. Limited time off for prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Join Macy's in Reading is Fundamental and Be Book Smart. Now through Sunday, July 31st, give $3 to provide a book for a child, and we'll give you $10 off a purchase of $50 or more. Macy's will donate your $3 to Reading is Fundamental to help reach our goal of giving 1 million books to kids. Be Book Smart, now through Sunday, July 31st at Macy's. Exclusions apply. See a sales associate for details. Learn more at Macy's.com/RIS.
The greatest speeches.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Of all time.
Because this is the party of Lincoln and Reagan.
On The Conservative Voice.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Conservative Voice, a two-disc DVD or CD containing some of the most powerful speeches ever. Featured are Ronald Reagan.
Our government is too big.
Sarah Palin.
Let's drill, baby, drill, not stall, baby, stall.
George W. Bush.
I can hear you, and the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
High highlights of speeches from some of the most legendary figures in American political history can be yours now. Here's how to order.
To order, go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. conservativevoice.us/Doug.
800-510-8255. Okay, here is talk host Mike McConnell back and forth talking about the need to raise taxes. He has some pretty interesting information about the large number of Americans who don't pay any taxes at all.
Right now we have this, you know, this back and forth and these constant meetings at the White House with raising the debt ceiling and what deal is going to be struck. Will we save $4 trillion over the next 10 years? We're going to cut Social Security. What are we going to do? And the back and forth. And it's just one of those classic instances where it becomes quite obvious to me that the players in this really care more about their party than they do the country. And, you know, keeping the base happy and hoping the base doesn't get too upset and finding a balance in between the two as opposed to doing what's in the best interest of the country. And I went back and looked because the, the Sunday morning shows are making a lot of the same points, that there's no reason why the wealthy shouldn't pay their fair share. So I just went back and looked at some recent numbers here. We are now at the point where 47% of Americans don't pay any income tax at all. It won't be long until we're at half. And at, shortly after that, we'll get to the point where most Americans don't pay any income tax at all. I'm a firm believer that if you live in this country, then you enjoy the benefits that it has to offer. Everything from just the fact that it's safe for you to get up in the morning. You're not worried about an outside attack. We have defense. We have government bureaucracies that work to keep the order, that work to keep us safe to a large degree. And we all benefit from things like that. And from where I sit, it's something we should all be paying into at some level. I don't care how low that level is. Everybody should feel the pinch. And I don't know why, even on the Republican side, they don't bring that up. They don't bring up the fact that, and I guess because, then they would pounce and say, "You look at what you're doing to the poor." But a lot of people really aren't poor. If you get into the dollars and cents of this, let's see, half of all households in America that make $40,000 don't pay any income tax at all. Between $50,000 and $75,000, almost a quarter of them don't pay any federal income tax at all. Between $75,000 and $100,000, 9% of those households don't pay any income tax at all. And I have a problem with that, and I'm just surprised that, I mean, if you're in that category and not paying it, okay, salute you. You got lucky, but you should be paying. And I know this doesn't sit well with a lot of people, and it's, I'm not bashing the poor. If you're making between $75,000 and $100,000 or between $50,000 and $75,000, you're not poor. You're doing just fine. You make a lot more than the median and a lot more than the average American does. And I don't see why those people shouldn't be paying income tax as well. Because there are so many more of them than there are when you get to the top 1% or the top 4%. I haven't been able to find the numbers. Now, what percentage of Americans make between $50,000 and $100,000? Now, we do know that somewhere around 20% of them don't pay any federal income tax at all. That's got to be, of those in that income bracket, probably 40% of all Americans. So out of that group, you know, 20%, that's so 10% of those. That's 10% of Americans right there who could afford to be paying income taxes who aren't paying any at all.
All right. Mike McConnell says more people should be paying taxes. I agree with him, but not the income tax. The system needs to be changed so that we have a universal sales tax, and there can be a limit. You can cut it at $40,000, do whatever you want, but it's a much more fair tax, and you don't have all of this posturing. When are we going to wake up to that? And do you really know what the story? You hear people posturing, but do you know what the facts are about that system? It is much easier to administer, cost the government much less money, get rid of the IRS. The win-win all the way around. 21 after the hour on the countdown.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Where can you find a super-strength potassium iodide supplement? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. With global radiation levels at record highs, is your thyroid safe from radioactive iodine poisoning? Potassium iodide, the key ingredient in Thyroid KI, is proven to block radioactive iodine from damaging your thyroid. Thyroid damage is permanent and can lead to thyroid cancer. Unlike other potassium iodide products, Thyroid KI is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets and is independently tested for purity with a 100% money-back guarantee. With limited stock selling fast, act now. Prepare yourself and protect your family. Use coupon code THYROID for a 10% discount. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's Thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com or call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And we continue our focus on the budget and all that stuff back and forth. Here's host Jarlin Robinette talking to an economic analyst named Daniel D'Amico.
What do you make all of this? Do you agree with the president that we're going to get this done by August 2nd?
I'm not terribly sure about that. I'm certain something's going to be done by August 2nd. Whether or not it's going to be for the better, I'm a little skeptical of.
Do you get the feeling, I'm not putting words in your mouth, these are my thoughts, neither one of them wants nothing to happen because they're much more concerned about keeping their jobs than they are helping the country. Do you suspect, like I do, that we'll get some piddling thing like $1 trillion with smoke and mirrors, and then they'll move on, and each will tell their separate clubs how well they did?
Well, I think one of the biggest things that is important to recognize in these sort of discussions is that when verbiage like crucial and necessary entitlement programs and infrastructure get discussed, I think what that verbiage more reflects is how politically valuable those sort of programs are to the politicians who are advocating for them. In other words, when government spends money, whether it be through fiscal stimulus or whether it be through these more formal and controlled programs like everything from Social Security to Medicare and Medicaid, what it does is it creates a vested interest group of people who are in favor of increasing those spending programs and increasing jobs within those networks. So when you have Democrats or Republicans, if you have Democrats, say, favoring things like job creation and infrastructure spending, or you have Republicans favoring things like military spending, they have constituents then who support their platforms. So talking about the catastrophe of what would happen if we didn't maintain the Social Security system or if we didn't maintain the public school system, I mean, what those politicians are basically doing is appeasing their voting blocks as opposed to actually making statements about the stability of our economy.
Here's host Tom Rose with Stephen Moore from the Wall Street Journal.
What were we thinking, that Republicans were actually going to buy into a deal that was going to raise taxes $1 trillion?
Well, they were being seduced, Tom. They were, this is what happens when you get in these closed door meetings, with the president. You get kind of romanticized about the opportunity that you're going to bring the debt way down by raising taxes. And the Democrats made all these promises they were going to cut the entitlements. And we wrote an editorial Saturday saying, whoa, wait a minute here. Republicans didn't win the majority by promising to raise taxes. And I think they backed off that now, which is very sensible, because the other thing that happened in the last few days, obviously, Tom, was that the unemployment numbers came out, which were a catastrophe. I mean, 9.2% of Americans are officially unemployed, about 16% if you count people who can't find a full-time job. And that's a big problem, and it makes no sense at all under any economic theory to be raising taxes during a recession.
These jobs numbers from Friday. You called them abysmal, which I think is incredibly charitable to the administration. 18,000 private sector jobs, but even that was a lie, because all they did was adjust the May figures down from 55,000 to what, 25,000, and then they shifted So in other words, at the end of the day, Steve Moore, there were no private sector jobs created in June.
Yeah, there were very, very, very microscopic number, about one new job for every 1,000 people who's looking for a job. That's pretty pathetic. And for the president then to say, oh, the Republicans aren't passing my legislation. Wait a minute, Tom. I seem to recall that in all of 2009 and all of 2010, the Democrats controlled everything. They could pass anything they want, and they did. They passed the stimulus. They passed cash for bunkers. They passed the Obamacare bill. And now they're blaming the Republicans?
28 after the hour on the countdown.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit Barracuda.com/Flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/Flex.
When you're shopping for a home, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the teeming rains of India, nor the snows of Kilimanjaro, nor the glare of the paparazzi at a Hollywood opening can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's Crizal. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Jason from Buffalo writes, I have a habit of hitting snooze and not being able to get up again. Any suggestions?
You know, if you get Geico to help with your renter's insurance, it's quite easy, really. You'll know you're protecting your stuff for as little as $12 a month, which I suspect will make you sleep much sounder. Then you'll just pop out of bed rested, ready to start your day.
What he's saying is, a renter's policy is basically insurance for your snooze button.
Plus most everything else you own.
Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338, utopiasilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Is your church, school, or organization desperately looking for new fundraising ideas? Tired of the same old candles or candy, taking orders, inventory, and low profits? Well, here's great news. 10X Fundraising guarantees 10 times traditional profits with zero hassle. For an amazing free bonus, free shipping, and an extra 10% off, enter GCN when you go to 10xfundraising.com. That's the number 10, the letter X, fundraising.com. Or call 800-480-8797. Visit 10X Fundraising for 10 times the profit today.
Will you survive during the economic collapse or another deadly natural disaster? Your key to survival lies here at hardshoot.com. A former member of U.S. Special Operations knows what you'll need to survive in these hard times. Our online store arms you with extreme survival kits, self-heating food reserves, and more. For a limited time with any purchase, you'll also receive a 3-day survival kit absolutely free. Prepare now. The online store, www.hardshoot.com. www.hardshoot.com.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Doug Steffen here as we continue with our overview of the hot hits in talk radio, moving away from the budget discussion to the presidential race now. Many of you know over the weekend a couple of presidential candidates signed on to a pledge supporting traditional marriage values. Sponsor of the pledge has retracted a part of the vow that suggested African-American children were better off under slavery. Now, this is the Family Leader Organization, based in Iowa. Activist group removed a sentence from the introduction of their marriage vow, a declaration of dependence upon marriage and family, that said slavery had a disastrous impact on black families, yet sadly a child born into slavery in 1860 was more likely to be raised by his mother and father in a two-parent household than was the black baby born today. Okay, so Michelle Bachmann, the first to sign the pledge, and then Rick Santorum signed the pledge. Here is talk host Carl Wolfson focusing on this pledge.
Michelle Bachmann and Rick Santorum became the first presidential candidates to sign a pledge created by the Family Leader. This is a right-wing, mainly social right-wing group in Iowa. By signing this pledge of the Family Leader, Bachmann and Santorum vow to uphold, this is a quote, uphold the institution of marriage as only between one man and one woman, unquote, by committing themselves to 14 specific steps. Step 9 calls for, quote, the banning of all forms of pornography, unquote. So they are on record now to ban all porn. Of course, it would be unconstitutional, but there they go. That's their stated position. Now, this particular marriage vow, this 14-point marriage vow by the Family Leader, really stirred up more controversy because after Bachmann and Santorum signed it, it got some attention. Well, here's the preamble, the first words out of it. Slavery had a from the preamble, slavery had a disastrous impact on African American families, yet sadly, a child born into slavery in 1860 was more likely to be raised by his mother and father in a two-parent household than was an African-American baby born after the election of the USA's first African-American president, unquote. In other words, saying, well, slavery was a good thing to hold the family unit together. That's basically the interpretation of that paragraph from this group's preamble. There were tons of protests about it. Politico reports that the family leader now will strip this portion from its pledge, this talk about slavery language and slavery, which you just heard me read. Now, Michelle Bachmann claims she never agreed with the anti-slavery language or the slavery language. Her spokeswoman, Alice Stewart, told Politico that Bachmann only signed this for the vows, not the preamble. I don't think she read the preamble. So in her haste to outright wing, and Santorum's haste to outright wing the field in Iowa, they have agreed, let's get this straight, to ban all forms of pornography, and they agree with this ridiculous statement about slavery being a way to hold families together.
Ridiculous is pretty much the way you'd expect, especially Michelle Bachmann, who doesn't seem to have any sense whatsoever. So she sticks her foot in it again. Those of you who think she's wonderful and marvelous will yell and scream at the radio listening to me say this, but she's just vapid. I don't know that much about Santorum. He never impressed me as a senator. He was an early-on posture person in all of this. So, meanwhile, on The View, Whoopi Goldberg, outraged by the pledge, saying that slavery, the reference to it was a stupid allegation. She said, quote, "You don't know anything about how slaves raise their children or why people work together. Just don't add stuff like that if you don't know what you're talking about." Here is a discussion of Michelle Bachmann and the heat she's taking, actually taken from the audio of The View.
Yeah. Well, listen to this. Presidential candidate Michelle Bachmann is taking heat for signing a document written by conservative group The Family Leader. And it's called the Marriage Vow, which demands all candidates swear to define marriage between a man and a woman, as opposed to, you know, same-sex marriage. And they also want to ban pornography as well as
Sharia law.
Yeah.
But I love within this of saying they want the candidates to ban to oppose same-sex marriage and the Sharia law. The first one they also had in there that slavery had a disastrous impact on African American families. Yet sadly, a child born into slavery in 1860 was more likely to be raised by his mother and father in a two-parent household than was an African American baby born after the election of the USA's first African American president. So you want everybody to oppose same-sex marriage, you know, but then. And when I turn around, you want black people born into singles.
I have to say this. I am, you know, we as...
This is part of the pledge.
They edited it out after. The fact that they put it in is enough.
Exactly. But, you know, it's the first bullet point in the pledge.
I am starting to feel like there's some kind of racial thing going around. Now, I realize I'm not supposed to jump to that conclusion.
Why not?
I'm not supposed to automatically...
It's the point on the pledge, Whoopi.
I'm not supposed to automatically assume there's something racial. But damn it, I am sick of this crap. Could you people get your act together? You don't know anything about how slaves raise their kids or why people work together. Just don't add stuff like that if you don't know what you're talking about. Number two, you know, white people, black people, Asian people, some of us are single parents. Some of us turned out okay with single parents. And you know what? Stop pointing a finger at single parents. I'm sick of people who don't know what the hell they're talking about going on. I'm sick of it. You know?
Ridiculous the signing of this thing all in all, and I think it may put the nail in the coffin for any sort of chance for Bachmann moving forward.
The thing, they also want to ban pornography. Now that means that a lot of married women is going to have to start sleeping with their husbands again. And I think that this is a huge error.
on my Twitter.
A lot of women are going to say, excuse me.
I love on my Twitter, I follow Rick Warren, who's a pastor of Saddleback Church, and he said, never follow a leader who always preaches against the sins of others, but never publicly confesses his own.
Well, you
and
know,
I think
but this
they
is,
always freaking go after.
You know what? If you, you know my position on same-sex marriage. If you're worried about gay marriage, don't marry a gay person. You know what? Back off.
Isn't it what it feels like?
Michelle has about 150 foster children. One of them is going to be gay. You better watch it, Michelle.
Well, Michelle,
the chances
it's a lot.
Are.
I just
don't wait a second. She also says it's a choice. You know, it's like she has politics of the 18th century. It is not a choice. No one agrees with that
and
anymore.
If you want to sign the ban, sign the ban. You know, if that's how you feel, that's how you feel. But you know what? Separate out what really is bothering you and what is just BS. And, sir,
they want
the
you
addition
to be a slave
of that thing.
Again,
well, he doesn't want us to be a slave, but it's a stupid allegation.
No, the problem is that only drawing the comparison with one race, okay, I think is astounding.
Well,
and
when, it makes, when you say racial, when you say racial, it makes you feel like, oh, you're a Christian, jump on the same,
that's
we're
right.
Post same sex. But when my back is turned, you're going, wait a minute, it was better with you were enslaved.
All right. So pretty interesting back and forth here. there's a lot of pretty interesting and important commentary there. You can pick and choose what you like or you don't like and reflect on it, if you will, at 800-510-8255. Let's move to a clip from, let's see here, a Florida report. Josh Casicchio talking on a program about John Huntsman, who has now started to campaign in the state of Florida.
In front of potential voters, John Huntsman stood tall to make his pitch for the upcoming GOP nomination.
I'm not going to stand around and watch the end of the American century. And I'm not going to stand idly by and think it's okay for my seven kids to get a country that is less good than the one that we got.
The 51-year-old father of seven has plenty of political experience. He's worked for four presidential administrations. He's also the former governor of Utah, a position he eventually resigned from in 2009 after accepting President Obama's appointment to become the U.S. ambassador to China, the very same president he hopes to unseat come election time.
When my country asks me to serve, I'm going to stand up and do that. I'm always going to put my country first and foremost. We've got a record to run on. We've got business experience, and we have international experience. I think all of those three elements are going to be critically important to the voters of this country.
Like many fellow Republicans, Huntsman is in favor of repealing the new health care law and reduced government spending. He backs the National Balanced Budget Amendment. The potential GOP nominee also promotes what he calls a new industrial revolution.
This is not about 2016. It is about 2012. The numbers can't wait. You can't keep kicking the can down the road.
That's what we ought to be doing. Huntsman's arrival drew a small crowd at the Pinellas County Republican headquarters, some there to support the candidate, others to get a feel for exactly who he is and what he's offering.
Reagan would be my perfect candidate. Unfortunately, he's not available. I would like to see someone conservative.
He impressed me. I liked the fact that he is standing behind the Ryan plan. I was impressed by what he has accomplished.
Huntsman says his biggest challenge right now is name recognition. People not really knowing exactly who he is, but he says it's an issue he looks forward to changing as the campaign rolls on.
Campaigning the presidential race, all in the focus here at 800-510-8255. Lots more of that material coming straight ahead here on the countdown.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a noise? Yep.
Be like the 4 million who switched to Geico last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Dr. Ken and Doug with a health question. Does your stomach feel like a war zone? Are you downing over-the-counter stomach aids and antacids like there's no tomorrow? And still, nothing relieves your pain, irritation, bloating, minor gas, and constipation?
Doug, as an MD, I see so many patients needlessly suffering from these symptoms. Relief can be as simple as balancing your digestive health. This is why my first recommendation is to simply add Natron's Healthy Trinity, a brilliant probiotic. Again, if you suffer with occasional stomach pain, irritation, bloating, minor gas, and constipation, let us prove to you how quickly a healthy probiotic regimen can turn things around.
Natron's Healthy Trinity, the pioneer of probiotics for 30 years, serious probiotics. Try the Good Day Healthy Trinity 90-Day Challenge. If you don't have a happy, healthier tummy in 90 days, Natron gives you your money back, no questions asked. Mention Good Day Health for a free second-day shipping and a free second bottle. Call 888-9-NATREN, N-A-T-R-E-N, 888-962-8736 or natron.com.
Ever wonder what would happen if you pushed the OnStar button in your pre-owned GM vehicle? If you're not an OnStar subscriber already, press the blue OnStar button now, and you can try 3 months of OnStar free with no obligation. That includes automatic help in a crash, navigation, remote door unlock, and more. So push the blue button now and ask for 3 months on us. Offer available on 2006 and newer digitally equipped GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, details, and system limitations. OnStar. Live on.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network installed free. Plus your choice of HBO, Cinemax, or Starz free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish Network will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-842-1870. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $24.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-842-1870. That's 800-842-1870. Again, 800-842-1870. Limited time off for prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Join Macy's in Reading is Fundamental and Be Book Smart. Now through Sunday, July 31st, give $3 to provide a book for a child, and we'll give you $10 off a purchase of $50 or more. Macy's will donate your $3 to Reading is Fundamental to help reach our goal of giving 1 million books to kids. Be Book Smart, now through Sunday, July 31st at Macy's. Exclusions apply. See a sales associate for details. Learn more at Macy's.com/RIS.
800-510-8255. Ron Paul being the focus here. Brian Wilson talks to him about the impact the Tea Party is having on the presidential race.
It was very discouraging, as popular at the grassroots as Ron Paul was, the rather shoddy treatment he got from, quite frankly, as the mainstream media, and unfortunately even the people at Fox News, which I found rather appalling. But the I know that you don't necessarily get into that end of the operation, but can you share with us anything that's going to be different about this run that Ron Paul is making for the White House?
Yeah, the big difference is the rise of the Tea Party, because these are people that are right up Ron Paul's alley. If you look at all the candidates running, they all say, I'm a Tea Party candidate, I'm a Tea Party candidate. Well, then they'll turn around in the next sentence and say, you know, just like Ron Paul was saying the other day, this is what I believe. They all refer to Ron Paul because he is really, and he's widely seen as the father of the Tea Party movement. He was a Tea Partier before there was a Tea Party. And
that's true.
That's what's going to be different about this campaign. So, you know, Bachman's going to get in there. She's going to try to take her segment of that support. But in the end, I think what's going to happen is people are going to look at the different candidates. They're going to realize who they can rely on, who they've relied on for years. And I think that's where he's really going to make his progress. The other candidates have come, I'm predicting that they will fade. But Ron now has a national organization. He started to build it, and then Obama came along and helped him build it much, much larger. And, you know, thanks to that health care bill, the Tea Partiers are alive and well, and they will continue to be. And that's really, I think, the biggest thing. He doesn't need the national media. He doesn't need Fox News. He doesn't need MSNBC. He doesn't need the three broadcast networks. He has his national network. And it's reflected, like I said a minute ago, just look at his fundraising. It's phenomenal, and nobody can figure it out because you look at the opinion polls, and he doesn't finish in the top one or the top two or the top three, but still he has this incredible well of goodwill across the country. People know him. He's been around the block a few times, and they know they can trust him. And I think now having these Tea Party conventions like the one I'm at here in Columbus, these things are springing up all over the country. And he's just watching this, nurturing it, and at the right time, he'll swoop in, and I'm sure he's going to come away with that support.
All right, the polls are a focus as we continue on the countdown.
You've been lied to. Lied to by the Wall Street propaganda machine, the government, and the talking heads in the media. The market is in for another crash. Real estate is already in a double-dip recession, and if you want to keep your hard-earned money safe, this message is for you. My name is Brett Kitchen, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed, I said enough is enough. I searched and discovered a way to safely grow my money, participate in potential double-digit gains, but also have my money protected when the crashes come. Plus, it could save you thousands in taxes. I want you to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow their wealth. Call 1-800-675-1640 right now to get your free copy. Again, that's 1-800-675-1640. I'm giving away a limited number of copies today, so call 1-800-675-1640.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Politics, politics, left and right. The presidential race focusing on Republicans who are eating their young. Here's MSNBC's Richard Liu talking to former George Bush aide Joe Watkins and also political analyst Joy-Ann Reid about Michelle Bachmann topping another poll in Iowa.
Has she made it? She's topping another poll in Iowa as well.
Well, she is clearly the candidate to beat as of today. I mean, it's still early, but she's the candidate to beat as of today in Iowa. And so, of course, all guns are aimed at her, so to speak, politically. You've got to, if you're a candidate who's struggling like Tim Pawlenty, you've got to do something to get things moving. Don't forget as well, you've got to look at who's raising money and how much they're raising. Michelle Bachmann has not raised lots and lots of money, although she's doing well in the polls. But you've got Mitt Romney, you've got John Huntsman, who raised $4 million after just announcing about less than a month ago that he was going to get into this race. They're going to be real contenders in this campaign. So the folks that are having a tough time raising money have got to start shooting at the folks at the top to gain some traction themselves.
Joy, last gasp, you think, for Pawlenty?
Well, you know what? I think what we are witnessing here is the battle for the second tier. I still think Mitt Romney would have to be seen as the front runner based on the fundraising, even though it hasn't been that great. He's still ahead, and I think even in the minds of most Republican candidates, he's the front runner. And Michelle Bachmann and Tim Pawlenty can't both occupy that space. They have to take one another out because you can't have, let's say, if one of them became the nominee, well, the other couldn't be the vice presidential nominee because they're both from the same state. So I think they have to shoot it out. And Bachmann, she occupies sort of a strange space in the Republican
base right now because she does represent kind of that extreme fringe. I mean, really, in a way, only in Iowa could a lady who just signed a pledge that said that black kids are better, were better off as slaves than they were under the first black president, only in Iowa could that person be the front runner. But you know what? That's where Republican politics, particularly in Iowa, is right now. So she fits that part of the base.
Joe, let's talk about Sarah Palin. Sounding a little bit like Tim Pawlenty on her Facebook page, she said this: leaders are expected to give good speeches, but leadership is so much more than oratory. Real leadership requires deeds even more than words. So when we talk about last gasps, are we also seeing that here with Palin?
Well, Sarah Palin, at least did point to the fact that she's been a governor. She's been the chief executive of the state. So while she has been out on the stump giving lots of speeches and has had some challenges along the way, she did lead a state. So she has a track record that people can point to where she saved the taxpayers money. And she was very, very popular there. I mean, she had at one point, I think, close to an 85% approval rating, which is unheard of. That means that there were lots of Democrats and independents that liked her as well as Republicans. So whether or not she gets into the race is a whole different matter.
All right. So this is an interesting reality. Tim Pawlenty talking here to David Gregory about the questions about Michelle Bachmann's experience.
Bottom line is I've got a record, when you look at this, of accomplishment. There's a bunch of people in this race who run around, flap their jaws, but they've never actually done what they're talking about. All the candidates are going to say, I'm for cutting taxes, I'm for cutting spending, I'm for doing health care reform the right way, I'm for conservative judges, mm-hmm. and down the list. But I've actually done these
things. What about fellow Minnesotan Michelle Bachmann? She's beating you in the polls. She's got more traction coming out of that recent debate and in Iowa. You're a nice guy, so you're not going to speak disrespectfully of a fellow Minnesotan. But this is about, again, distinguishing yourself from others in the field. What makes you different than Congresswoman Bachmann?
Well, I like Congresswoman Bachmann. I've campaigned for her. I respect her. But her record of accomplishment in Congress is non-existent. It's non-existent. And so we're not looking for folks who, you know, just have a speech capabilities. We're looking for people who can lead a large enterprise in a public setting and drive it to conclusion. I've done that. She hasn't.
Do you think she's too controversial? She has said on this program and elsewhere that this is a gangster government. She thinks the president has un-American views. Do you think that reflects a temperament that's not suitable for the presidency?
Congresswoman Bachmann and I are, you know, share many of the same issue positions. We're both conservatives. I think the main difference is this. I've got executive leadership in a public setting with a record of accomplishment and results under difficult and challenging circumstances, and she has served in Congress. And in that regard, her record of accomplishment is, you know, like I said, non-existent.
Well, what about my question? Do you think it's appropriate to describe the federal government as a gangster government? This administration is a gangster government.
Well, everybody's got different rhetoric that they use. The federal government's out of control. Let's face it. It's plain for everybody to see. So whether you call it a gangster government, out of control, reckless, irresponsible.
You think those are all the same things?
Well, they're similar. But, you know, I've used similar terms.
And so you think that's appropriate?
A gangster government?
Yeah, to call the administration a gangster government.
Well, I've called it incompetent. I've called them out of control. I've called them misguided. I've called them failed. I mean, pick your choice. But the point is, this is a group of people who are disconnected from the economic needs of the people in this country. People are hurting. We got nearly $4 a gallon gas. We've got crushing levels of unemployment. We have a federal government that's out of control.
Yep.
And we have a president who has no clue.
All right, so he doesn't answer the question. Gee, what else is new? The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, written by Ken Clothey and produced by Michael Fortier. Doug Stefan here, hoping we'll be having a focus and time together next time we have the Talk Radio program on the air, 59 past the hour.